Matt, you have a question.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about as well. We heard, I think maybe about a week ago now or so, that there were some faster testing results, sort of options out there for bringing those results back quicker. Are we seeing that take place here now? Are people locally here getting their test results back faster?
Yes and no, Matt. I think what you're referring to is the Spartan Cube point of care test. That's it amplifies the nucleic acid in the virus, the genetic material, and is a very accurate way to detect whether it's there or not. It's quite likely that it'll be like the test we're using because it's the same technology in that it won't find it all the time. It'll find it most of the time, but not all the time. But when you get a positive, you know it's real, and those results are available within an hour. But we don't have that available yet. It's being evaluated by the National Microbiology Laboratory in Winnipeg and at the Public Health Ontario labs in Toronto. So that technology is very exciting. We're looking forward to getting it. It's been approved by Health Canada, but it is still being evaluated. But Ontario has reserved a number of those units. But our turnaround time for regular specimens is much higher now than it was. And we are often getting same-day results. If tests are done in the morning, they are quickly turned around at, there's at least two labs in London that are doing it, and it's quickly turned around, and we can get the results the same day often, and if not, the next day. So it's really quite improved, but we don't have that right now results in an hour technology available to us yet.
We appreciate you and your time there, Dr. David Colby. We have a bunch of questions, so maybe a little rapid fire here. You could take as long as you want on each of them. Question about corona. Is it called coronatose? Is that one of the symptoms right now? We heard a little bit about it this week and had a couple questions about it this morning. What is that, and what's involved?
I have no idea. Coronatose is something I haven't heard of. But there are a number of non-specific symptoms that don't work in terms of diagnosis. For example, there is a different respiratory infection called psittacosis that I just want to use as a quick example. And about 20% of people that get that disease, it's a bacterial pneumonia. They get nosebleeds, which is a very interesting thing. And if you have somebody with pneumonia and a nosebleed, it sort of makes you think, well, maybe they've got that. But if you turn around and look at people with nosebleeds, really none of them will have psittacosis. So that's a non-specific symptom. You can't just say because somebody has something, they end up having the diagnosis because, for example, headaches. You know, everybody gets headaches from time to time, or at least most people. I know I certainly do. And that doesn't mean that you have a sickness, but a lot of people will get a headache if they get any kind of infection coming on, or if they get stressed out, or if they don't get enough sleep, or if they don't get enough coffee. A lot of people will get headaches. So you can't, just because headache is associated with COVID-19 doesn't mean people with headaches have it. You can't go backwards with regard to that. And there are all kinds of accounts on the internet of unusual symptoms. The only unusual symptom that we have found is very strongly linked to COVID-19 infection is a sudden loss of smell and taste. That seems to be very well linked with the infection.
Okay. Another question here. Long-term care homes is obviously a bit of focus, and the province is now really narrowing in on it, especially with what Doug Ford had said yesterday. Province-wide testing for long-term care homes, they want to know how often will they repeat this testing going forward? So let's say you work in a home today, you get tested this week. Will that happen again in a week, 2 weeks, or will it happen again at all?
This is an information gathering exercise, and the plan is to do it once.
Okay. Matt, Jen, did you guys have anything else? I saw a hand there. No, you're good. Matt?
No, not at this, not at this point.
All right, so we sit at 37 right now, and I did read that some people were saying we may have peaked, but what is your thoughts on that province-wide? What are your thoughts on that number province-wide? Have we peaked? Are we on the downside? Are we still climbing towards the peak?
I watch this every day, and there was a slight decrease over the last day or two, but it's still quite high. It's over 500 cases a day. And our chief medical officer of health, Dr. David Williams, who I know and respect very, very much, he has said that we'll have to keep the social distancing precautions in Ontario until our new cases per day drop to below 200. So we've got a lot of work to do to make sure that that happens. So we still need everybody. I know we're all very, very tired of this. How nice it would be to go out with some friends to a restaurant and have a nice evening. Our businesses are suffering. People are getting stressed out. But this virus is so dangerous to elderly people and people with underlying health problems. We need to stay the course and keep our social distancing up. We're going to have to do this for a few more weeks anyway.
All right. Dr. David Colby, we do appreciate it. We'll check in with you again next Thursday. Be safe, and we'll get an update next week.
I hope I have good news for you then.
We hope so. Dr. David Colby, Chatham-Kent's Medical Officer of Health. Thank you, everyone, for the